crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Crossover. The crossover is brought to you by Everlow Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlowconcrete.com. If you're Connor Happer, well, you got to fix that driveway, don't you think, Josh? Did you see his driveway in his picture the other day?
Many are commenting.
Lots of cracks
on his driveway.
Connor, come on.
Yes, please.
Everlevel.
You
welcome them?
I welcome Everlevel. I would love to have a conversation with Everlevel about my driveway and its current shape.
Did you acquire the home and the driveway was a little shady? Or
I acquired the home and it looked exactly like it does right now, yes. It's been on the list.
So it's not getting worse.
It probably is, okay, just not noticeably.
Okay.
In my time owning the house, which is about 2.5 years now. So, I would love to have a conversation with Everlevel, see what they could do. I'm sure they could do a lot.
Anybody comment on your bougie neighborhood you live in?
No.
That's a nice northwestern Omaha community where all the houses look the same.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I have new neighbors this year, and they have not touched their lawn yet. And my previous neighbor, who was great and did a great job with this lawn, and we I think we made each other better. The new owners of that house haven't even actually seen them, and I don't.
Oh, no. So you're gonna have to step up.
I'm not mowing their lawn. I'll tell you that much.
Well, not sure.
I'm not mowing their lawn.
Did they shovel their driveway during the winter?
No.
Oh.
No.
No.
I know there's activity. There's people there. There's a dog sometimes, a giant dog that's in the backyard.
They just don't give a fluff?
I don't think they seem to really care, so I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, because that takes down your property value.
That's exactly right.
There's always
I'm not
one,
looking
though.
To sell anytime
there's
soon.
There's always one on every street. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's
so,
yeah.
Sorry.
So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, but maybe it'll work the opposite way. Maybe it'll make my lawn look even better.
True.
We'll see.
It can, as long as it's not next to you.
I still got some bushes to rip out this year.
Nice.
You know, it's always a work in progress.
That sounds good.
There's always something. I ripped out two last year. So if you saw that little dirt patch,
yeah,
that's kind of where I put some grass down. That one's filling in nicely. So I got a couple more to rip out.
Attaboy.
That's a this year job. So yeah, I mean, you know, day by day.
Then you're gonna use that green thumb.
Day by day, year by year.
Start getting some annuals, maybe some perennials.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what we'll replace it with. Right now, I think we're just going grass.
Okay.
We'll see how it develops after that. But yes, Everlevel, please. Let's
contact Connor.
Let's have a conversation.
Oh, Northwestern is playing Purdue at Wrigley Field in baseball.
Are they?
That's pretty cool.
That's cool. But
how many people will be
there?
How
many people are going?
Well, I don't think that's the point.
No, I don't think it's the point either.
Are people like, hey, there's a Cubs game. Let's go.
What?
Oh,
that's
today?
They
played Notre Dame there last year.
What's the weather like today in the Chicago?
Well, they don't, not until April 26th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was telling Josh when he came in today, because I saw a guy at Baker's yesterday, is the tracksuit coming back? That's a good-looking, like, travel suit for an athletic team for Iowa Western.
Thank you.
You know, you see him with your sports teams. Sometimes they don't give him to the broadcaster if he's doing a basketball team because the broadcaster is not 6'5", and they're built for 6'5", so the crotch hangs down to your knees. But is the tracksuit coming back regardless of age?
I can't do the full thing. I just don't. I don't feel like that's right for me. You know, I'm not a player on the team. You know, Josh, what do you think?
I wanted lighter. I wanted pants, and I wanted them to be lighter. And the material of this is, you know, if it gets wet, it's gonna bounce off. You know. It's not going to soak.
Wanted swishy pants.
Yeah.
Swishy pants.
Yeah,
you're working outside of the state track and field tournament. You're working the pit there.
Yeah.
So you got to have on rain gear.
Yeah.
That is exactly what it looks like.
Just wanted to be prepared.
Yeah. This guy yesterday that I saw, and God bless him because he could pull it off, had the swishy.
Yeah.
Like when he walked, he made noise.
Wind pants. Straight up wind pants.
No, it was like they're not velour. But it was like a true old school track suit.
Oh, almost
and
like the crushed velvet.
Yeah, and what I like even more is he was not like an older gentleman. He probably was, I would say, 40s.
Nice.
Right. And he was rocking, and I'm like, you're either in a band or unemployed.
Well, you got to know your style. You got to know what fits right for you.
Yeah.
It's not the right thing for me. The
mob wife aesthetic is back.
Right, so. Definitely. I think that's probably what they're going for, yeah.
Okay. Hey, did you, so speaking of mob, did you ever hear the story about the Sopranos? Or one of the early episodes, Tony was doing a cookout and he was in shorts. And they tell the story that like a year after that episode aired, a real Don, like a real mobster Don, called Gandolfini and he's in just in a brief conversation said, Dons don't wear shorts.
Nice.
And so
never again.
The next time they did a cookout scene, Tony is wearing pants.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
So the mob wife where she wears the sweatsuit is back.
I would like for a mob guy to call me and tell me what to wear.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty awesome. I'd feel really good about
it. I bet you have met somebody that is a true mobster in this town, but you didn't know it.
Probably
part of the South Omaha Mafia.
The Omaha mob is out there.
Well, the South Omaha Mafia.
The South Omaha Mafia, for sure.
I bet you've run across them before.
Maybe.
Recruited?
Of cross paths with many. So we'll, I wonder. But yeah, the mob wife aesthetic is definitely there right now, for sure.
But it has to be Italian, right?
Nah.
No?
I don't think so.
It has to be a brunette?
Yeah.
She wears a lot of bling?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a fair-skinned mobster.
Poll question. True. Now, I can't just assume that they have Italian roots, though, either, you know? I just can't do that.
I got some Italian roots, but I have fair skin, you know? So I can't wear. I have to be a mobster in my own way if I want to be a mobster.
I don't know because of your look. I haven't met many redheaded Dons. When you see, like, the Jimmy Hoffa movies and Al Capone, I don't see a lot of, like, Happers.
No.
Sorry.
No.
You just don't. Yeah, that's fair.
No, you might be like,
I gotta be taller, too.
You're the friend of the mob's kid.
I don't think mobsters have to be, like 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah, no. In fact, I think it's the opposite. I think there's going to be a couple of imposing-looking guys, but for the most part, they're probably right in that 5'9", to 6-foot range. 5'8", 6-foot
range. Guys that are named
Pinky
and Frenchie are like 5'7", 5'8".
Yeah. Yeah, they're the little wiry guys. Mm. I think of the Joe Pesci's. Joe Pesci's what, 5'4"? If even?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. You got to really have some power, though.
I bet Ray Liotta's only about 5'10".
How tall was Ray Liotta?
I'm gonna say 5'10".
I don't know. He seems tall.
Yeah, he looked taller than Joe Pesci.
6 feet.
6 feet, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so they
made him look taller.
He's not
in Field
a tree topper.
R.I.P.
You know what? I think we're due for a mob movie. We haven't had, like, a really good mob movie in a while. I don't know what storylines are out there.
Well, there's always something.
Yeah, I mean, what's the newest thing when it comes to organized crime and how they're laundering money? Is there a new thing going on?
I don't know.
Is there, right? Like, how are you keeping the funds concealed?
We had that big run. I mean, there was...
But they were all bangers.
Yeah, on Netflix, The Irishman, that 7-hour-long movie.
Yeah, you had to watch that in parts.
That was the most recent one, wasn't it?
Yes.
Where are we on Jake from State Farm? Josh, have I ever gotten your take on your feelings towards him?
Guy was everywhere last night.
Yeah, I think it's a little weird that he's always around Caitlin Clark.
So do you think, and Caitlin Clark makes
McCaffrey's
a lot of money from
jealous.
State Farm, and good on her, that it was in the contract that the first person outside of your family that you interacted with at the NBA WNBA draft was Jake? Because she hugged her parents and hugged him.
Yeah.
You think
it's a little over the top.
Do you think it was part of the deal?
Feels like a bit much.
I feel like they've developed a chemistry. Although,
right, like when you're around each other all the time.
But aren't most of the commercials, they're not in the same place, right?
I know
that first
one's
the coffee shop one, right?
The coffee shop one, they were not together. Yeah. And I think the one that... The
parking lot one?
The Reggie Miller one. They were not together. They filmed it separately.
Yeah. Hmm. So I don't know how much collaboration in person they've had, but yeah, if they do a lot of commercials together,
he's
I
at all
see
our games.
That's true.
He's at every single one of the games.
I was hoping Jason Sudeikis would show up too. Big Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, he's become a big Iowa fan. What's up with that?
He was a Kansas fan. Now he's a big Iowa basketball fan. Big Caitlin Clark fan.
I guess we just go where the winners go.
Yeah.
We want to be around people like this.
He's a front runner.
She attracted Travis Scott to a game in Iowa City. How many times in his life has Travis Scott ever been to Iowa City?
I don't know. It's a good question. Probably zero prior to that.
Like,
but I don't know. Maybe he likes IC.
Do you think he flew into Cedar Rapids and just drove down to Iowa City?
Most likely.
Yeah, got to. Yep. Yeah.
Stopped at a, I'm trying to think what would be a good Iowa City restaurant. Trying to think of places right there off of 80.
Right there. Yeah. I don't know.
Went to the airliner. The field house.
You could stop at that big mall. What's the Coralville?
Oh, yeah.
The Coralville Mall.
Coral Mall. I've been there.
Big mall. Big mall. I'm sure he went there.
They got a lot of options by the Coralville Mall, too.
A lot of options by the Coralville Mall.
When you get off the exit there, yeah.
I bet Jake from State Farm and Travis Scott and Caitlin Clark were all just hanging out there one day.
Because wasn't the night she broke the record, Jake from State Farm was there as well.
He was. He was.
Do you think that Jake from State Farm is allowed to go out in anything but the State Farm getup?
I actually thought about that. I don't think so. I think he has to be Jake from State Farm all the time.
Is it like working hours, though, like from 9 to 5, and then after that?
No,
unless he's making an appearance somewhere.
I don't think he is himself anymore. Mm. I think he had to probably legally change everything.
Do you think people go up to him and say, hey, so what's your real name? And he's just wired to say Jake from State Farm.
Like Flo from Progressive. Yeah. And you never see her just like at a movie premiere right, or anything.
That is true.
So his name is Kevin Miles.
Okay, Kevin.
He has acted in some TV shows, but nothing nothing in the last couple of years since he's been from State Farm.
What a gig, though.
I don't like how they put him. They basically re-put Jake, the new Jake from State Farm, back into the same commercial with the guy.
Yeah.
The original khakis guy.
Yeah.
Khakis.
Who was a real State Farm agent.
Meet Kevin Miles, also known as Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, you're right. You don't see like Flo out like in normal.
No.
Like Lily from AT&T, which what happened to her during March Madness?
Yeah, I think they're phasing her out.
Yeah, I don't think she enjoys being Lily from AT&T.
I think this might be on her own. I think
she doesn't seem like she wants it anymore.
Yeah, she's trying to get the gig.
Well, I think people started to put her name in Google and did images.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then people started to get all creepy with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm good. I might be switching over to Verizon or T-Mobile.
Yeah, it'd be good. She'd be like, if she wants to stay
under the radar, go with Cricket. They'd probably pay her a lot.
She could be the Cricket spokesperson.
Is Cricket still a thing? It is, right?
I don't know.
I think Cricket's still a thing.
Cricket.
I feel like I've seen a commercial not that long ago.
Yeah, prepaid cell phones. Okay. Pay as you go.
Yeah, there you go.
They're still rolling. They sell them at Walmart.
Nice.
If you're interested.
Good burner out there today in Portal Day. Pete Thamel-Toe. A huge surprise name this morning. Michigan's Will Johnson has entered the transfer portal. The star cornerback is a projected first-round pick in the 25 draft from Pete Thamel-Toe.
Nice.
Is he getting a lot of retweets?
I think it got 59,000 views, and then someone was like, I think this is Ballsack Sports.
This feels...
It is run by an Ohio State fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's probably more likely here. There's so many Now, aren't they doing something about the burners? Something's going to happen. We're like, you have to...
If you're a new user, you have to pay a fee?
You either have to pay a fee or you are limited in what you can actually tweet. Not like the content of what you could tweet, but how much you can tweet for like the first... 3 months or whatever.
Does that mean also the porn bots will go away? Because I'm getting tired of seeing the same girl tweet after tweet.
Well, they've evolved.
Yeah.
They've gotten into some other things now.
Bio.
Yeah, the AI has taken over, and so they'll, they'll respond to your tweets and, actually be semi-conversational instead of saying what's in their bio. They'll be like, oh, yeah, I agree with that, or I disagree with that, or whatever it might be. Or they'll have takes about baseball and stuff like that. I'm like, wow.
You'll actually see some Twitter activity where they're mentioning stuff, not just about their cam session.
It's mostly still responses. Yeah. It's mostly still responses. Yeah. But then all of it is with the goal, of course, to get them to click on your profile.
Yeah.
And then they have links in bio.
Mm-hmm.
We received a phone call that...
what was that all
about? Somebody wanted us to clean up the record. To stop the fake news that Flo from Progressive does go out and work in other capacities than Flo from Progressive.
She was in a movie. She was in The Heartbreak Kid.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Mm.
Let's look at this.
Done some other appearances and some television work.
Recently? I feel like the last thing I ever saw her in. Now, mind you, there's a lot of TV shows that slip through the cracks in the old Hanley household, but I have not seen her in anything since The Heartbreak Kid.
A lot of voice work, 31 episodes of The Goldbergs.
Oh, yeah, I don't watch that show.
Episode of Two Broke Girls.
Yeah, but like, is she
I definitely didn't watch that show.
Yeah, have you seen her at a bar, you know? Is she hanging out?
Is she wearing the all white?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
What's like,
she's trying to sign you up.
So I haven't seen her like at an event, like a red carpet or anything.
She just looks, I was told she just looks different. She doesn't wear the whole flow get up.
Her name is Stephanie Courtney.
Yeah.
And
which is true.
Yeah, I mean, how much would you have to get paid to change your entire personality to a bit of a, like a, a company? Like if they wanted to make Gary like
you're always in character,
Steve from Pepsi. How much would you have to get paid? And then you have to be Steve from Pepsi all the time.
I'd have to be set for life, like $1 million.
Yeah,
$1 million.
So I know that I'm set for life.
But then you're not Gary anymore. You're Steve from Pepsi.
I would do it for $1 million.
$1 million. Yes. That's it. I feel like you could get more out of that.
Yeah, I do too. Because I mean, you're talking
like
about
$1 million a year.
Pepsi sucks. So I mean, there's only a limit with Pepsi.
I'd ask
now
for
a Coke guy.
But that means they'd have to pay you more. $1 million. I think you'd go for like $1 million a year.
So I have to be dressed like, you know, we're all familiar with what the Pepsi drivers and the stockers, what they wear. I'd have to wear that nonstop.
You'd have to look like a mechanic, and then it says Pepsi on your breast pocket there.
Now, Flo from Progressive, this is ironic, she makes $1 million per year.
Perfect. There's the borderline.
$1 million per year.
That's the entry point.
So she is set.
She is. She makes $1 million a year, but she's also Flo.
Do you think
you
there
know,
was
she's
a
not
similar...
she's not Stephanie anymore. She's Flo.
Do you think Dr. Pepper was noncommittal to Larry Culpepper? But there was a thought of maybe keeping Larry Culpepper as the Dr. Pepper guy.
He wanted a long-term deal.
Yeah, long-term deal.
What happened?
A lifetime deal.
What happened with Omaha's Larry Culpepper?
Yeah.
I don't know. That was pretty popular. They just shut him off.
Yeah, he was gone.
Didn't phase him out or anything.
You know what? I haven't seen him.
We got to reach through our proper mob channels and make contact with Larry Culpepper and get the bottom of that story. What happened? Where'd he go? What's he doing?
I'm trying to see if he's done anything since.
I mean, he shows up as like an extra part in various TV shows and stuff like that. And Bigley says, no, Gary is the new spokesmodel for Sharpies. Sharpies.
Too obvious. Eh. Too obvious.
You have to dress up as a Sharpie all the time.
Then I'd have to interact with Seth Davis.
That's
oh,
true.
But during March Madness, you would flourish. You'd be like Lily.
Yeah, you'd be like Nebraska, not Sharpie.
Okay, so for like a 3-week deal, I'd play the role of that.
Nebraska Expo marker.
Then what am I doing for 49 weeks? Like going to conventions where they sell Sharpies? Because Sharpie doesn't do many advertisements.
You got to figure it out.
Have to.
No, it's right. That's right. I mean,
you go to conventions.
Sharpie is a low-key one of those things, like you don't actually refer to it as to what it is. It's just a Sharpie. It's not a marker. It's not a permanent marker. It's a Sharpie.
You'd be involved in so many high corporate events.
They don't need advertising.
I mean, I will admit that
when you buy a permanent marker, it's a Sharpie.
When I was a little bit younger, I was like excited that maybe my family was part of that fortune, like even the TVs.
Oh yeah,
not a chance, not a shot. No chance.
Not I'd give it all up.
Not even a distant.
I would exit my own body to get paid $1 million a year and just be a spokesperson for whatever it is. Yeah.
What would you be a spokesperson for? Now, what if you had to change your look?
That'd be
you
fine.
You got to shave.
That's fine.
We got to dye our hair?
$1 million.
We got to grow hair?
That would be difficult.
Okay.
I'd have to make a trip to Turkey. But I would do that if they paid for it.
You would take the trip to Turkey and grow the necessary hair then?
You go to Turkey and you get the surgery.
Yeah.
Then the
hair transplant.
Anything closer to home? Turkey?
No, everybody goes to Turkey to get the hair.
The hair transplant.
Whole question.
Do you have to go to Turkey to get the hair implants? That's what everybody does. I don't know. That's just what I've seen.
No, wait a minute. Because when I'm in Chicago and I'm driving on
the
expressway,
they've
got advertisements for like, you know, plugs and stuff.
Yeah, then you go to their website and you're like, welcome to Turkey.
The Brian Urlacher Hair Restoration Project.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird. You're like, who is that guy? He looks familiar. Oh, wait, that's Brian Urlacher with hair.
Turns out he's just a spokesperson for the country of Turkey's tourism.
Yeah. Like, so now Brian Urlacher's a spokesperson.
Like in Chicago, there's like a row of on Stevenson Expressway, like the hair implants. Mm-hmm. Like then when you go to Houston, like you drive outside of like Hobby and you get on the freeway, it's nothing but strip clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that you have to go to Turkey.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to call one of those one day.
Yeah. Just see what they have to say. Pull questions up. Do you have to go to Turkey to get the hair implants? We'll see how that one comes
out. Everything else is just a rug.
I wonder.
Yep.
I wonder.
Get in from Turkey.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen with this baseball game today, guys. I'm a little worried.
We could get ball tomorrow afternoon, possibly.
I think Kansas and Omaha.
So they already banged the Creighton Omaha softball.
They moved it a week. Yep.
Event today.
I think Omaha Kansas baseball probably within minutes you'll hear if it's going to be played.
Okay.
God dang it.
Well, just another reason for Nebraska to get that turf field. What up, Salt Dogs? Need a little bit more.
Did they?
You give an inch, we take a mile.
Okay, hey, Jim Abel, nice, now that we've done this beer thing.
tomorrow's going to be nice.
I know we got a good-looking field, but just imagine if it was turf.
Well, why don't you guys just start? I think it's Creighton doesn't want to play. Nebraska wants to play. I mean, Nebraska will bring in a grounds crew to pull the tarp and all that and get the field ready. I think it's Creighton doesn't
want
to play.
Now, why would Creighton not want to play this game just out of curiosity?
Because they're just getting back from Cincinnati.
Yeah, Nebraska's just getting back from
but they're home. It's
the Gers. Hey, man, Creighton's won 9 out of 11. I got something to say about the way people are approaching this game during my show today.
I'll be listening.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, right. I do.
Are you
about the teams or
you
fans?
You seem
about
to be a little agitated.
I'm not agitated. It's just like, okay, I'll say it right here since I've led up to it. So why is it when every time Creighton wins and they've won a lot that the reaction is like, why does Creighton celebrate this like it's their World Series? It's like, well, they won, you know. Why do you care about the way they celebrate? They're really happy because they won a baseball game. Try winning the baseball game. Maybe you'd celebrate that way.
Do people really get on Creighton for that?
Yes. People are like, oh, God, congratulations on winning one single baseball game. It's like, yeah, they did. That was what they were supposed to do that day.
Well, and it's also so, when it's a big RPI game.
Because of the way the season was going, just to validate that Creighton is a good team, and they are. That was a big win a couple of weeks ago.
It was a huge win.
So he reacted accordingly. But I was telling Nick, just look at like that night. Nebraska came in with a 10-game winning streak. Creighton was really playing well. Now 2 weeks later, like the vibe.
Yeah, they're both struggling.
They're both a little off kilter.
They're both struggling at the moment.
Omaha baseball banged.
They have done it officially?
There you go. Yep.
Just
bang it.
Is it canceled or postponed?
Canceled.
Okay, so we will not be seeing the Kansas Jayhawks here.
Ugh, so sad.
Love how Simple always responds to your poll questions, not by voting, but by a comment.
Yes.
A verbal vote. Yes.
I hope he votes, too. I think he does vote, but he also does leave a comment. Yeah.
You think we'll get to the point where we can see everybody that votes?
That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
That would be awesome. Jesse says they go to Turkey just to because it's cheaper to fly there and to actually get it done than to just do it here.
Oh, I thought maybe they'd go. It's cheaper to consultation.
It's cheaper to fly to Turkey, do the actual thing, than to just get it like across the street, wherever they offer the hair restoration deal, here in the United States of America. I don't know. That's kind of crazy. That's wild.
Well, let me see what a price is for this.
That's like everybody going to Germany to get the miraculous surgeries.
So you tell me the Bosley Clinic is actually in Turkey? Isn't it Bosley?
I haven't seen a commercial for Bosley.
They
in a
used
long
to.
Time.
Oh yeah, Bosley used Hims to be the thing.
Hims has taken over.
Yeah, it's Hims.
The average Hims, price of hair restoration surgery is $7,500.
That's not that bad.
Others cost a lot more, around $15,000.
So yeah. What's it cost in Turkey?
There's a Bosley Clinic in Omaha.
Is there? Okay.
There you go.
And you can finance that, by the way.
It can be as high as $25,000.
Mm. Oh. So maybe you get the deluxe package when you go to Turkey.
Yeah, well, if I'm going to Turkey, I'm going to.
And they give you your first haircuts on the house. You get you just get this big mane, and they're like, you know what, we'll cut it any way you want.
So the problem,
you want the Mahomes do, we'll do it.
The problem with the hair surgery is that you have to spend a certain, like, it's several months, right? You can't wear a hat. You just have to look like for a while.
Yeah, pretty much. Which would be rough.
That would be a problem. Yeah. You'd have to really just pack it in for a couple months and not go outside.
Yep. You would basically have to.
And then you reemerge.
You would have to live a very private life.
Yeah, and then you reemerge after a couple months. It's like, whoa.
Hey, I got hair.
You got a full head of hair now, like, man.
Well, I've been growing it for the last 2 months. You just haven't seen me.
How'd you pull that up?
Okay.
You guys all thought I shaved my head because I didn't grow hair. No, I just let it grow for once.
From Ed. He said, I did not go to Turkey. He goes, but I was told that if I'm spending $18,000, there are other high quality options in other countries that you can go to. He said it's not only Turkey but also Italy.
Italy would be much more fun.
People like to make a holiday of it.
Well, you go to Turkey for vacation.
People like to make a holiday of it while they go and get the surgery. So they'll go to Europe. Your flight will be $1,000. The top doctor there is about $10,000.
Okay, so you're
that's not saving enough for me. I was thinking like $600.
Oh. you know, I don't think that's a procedure you want to go on the cheap.
Yeah, I don't either. If you're going to do it, you got to go all in.
Would you get hair implants for $600?
No.
Your trust level will have to be awful high.
That's true, though. I mean, the more expensive it is, the better you feel about it, weirdly enough. That's
how
they
start falling out.
Sad news. Whitey Herzog has passed
away. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Sad. And I'm reading it.
92.
Reading it at the bottom of the screen while the Wendy's commercial's on. Two hot coffees.
They have cinnamon rolls now.
Royals manager who lost the World Series in the other dugout.
Mm-hmm.
In 85.
Wait, was it John Wathen?
No.
What are you asking?
So Whitey Herzog to me has always been Royals manager.
Yeah. Right.
But then he was the Cardinals manager.
He was the Cardinals manager during the 85 World Series. Yeah. Yes.
But he was in the different dugout.
So you're asking who the Royals manager was?
No. I'm just saying that's how.
Oh, yes. Like, okay.
He found it odd that Whitey was in the Cardinals.
He is pretty well known as a Royals manager, lost the World Series in Kansas City as an opposing manager.
I think he's probably more thought of as a St. Louis guy.
I don't really acknowledge the Cardinals as a Cubs fan.
I don't either, personally. That's just me.
Oh,
they
Dick Houser, right?
In your lifetime,
it Dick Houser,
Royals Houser. Managers, Who Ned Yost died? Is one, right? Trey Hillman is two.
Tony Pena.
Mike Matheny, third.
Yeah. In my life?
In your lifetime as a Royals fan. Yeah.
Okay, so
your
it's
top
Ned.
Three managers.
Holy God. So I'd have to, let me track back.
But
let
Ned
me
just, has to be one, right?
Yeah, Ned's obviously number one. Obviously number one. Let's see. Do they have, they have managers on here. So I was born in 92. So I got the first couple years of my life was Hal McRae. And then Bob Boone. And then Tony Muser. And then I started really paying attention in the Tony Pena era, which didn't go well. Then we went Buddy Bell, Trey Hillman, Ned Matheny, Quatrero. It's probably Quatrero.
Was John Wathen after Dick Houser?
Whoa. Quatrero would be like your second?
They're 11-6 right now.
They lost 106 games last year.
That wasn't his fault.
Wow. I got to look this up.
Yeah, John Wathen was so.
He was post Dick Houser?
They had a guy named Billy Gardner, and then I guess he got fired.
He was a Twins guy, too.
And then they turned it over to John Wathen.
Well,
John Wathen.
I mean, they had a run of Jim Fry and then Dick Houser.
Who of these
Dick
guys?
Dick Houser got ill and passed away.
Who of these guys, did any of them go over 500 outside of Ned? I don't think any of them did. Tony Pena certainly didn't.
Dick Houser would be.
Trey Hillman did not.
The one guy I would think of. Because the Royals in the 80s were rolling.
Jack McKeon managed the Royals at one point. He'll be in Omaha.
Jack McKeon at 93,
I think.
93?
Yeah.
Will be in Omaha later this month.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to hear what he says.
Could be anything.
Guy just loves ball.
Of his illustrious baseball career, he has never had a number retired.
Oh.
Wow. What? That's a travesty.
Yes.
Not even with the Marlins? Surprising.
Yeah, nope. I would think the
so
Marlins.
So when the Storm Chaser said, we'd like to retire your number, he was like this. He told Marty, this is the first number I've ever had retired.
That's amazing.
I would think the Marlins, for sure.
The Marlins do not have a retired number.
Oh.
Well, they should get one, probably.
Hey, they're not a little pup squad anymore.
Yeah, they should probably think
they
about retiring.
They got a couple of titles.
Yeah, start making a Hall of Fame.
Yep. They're placed down there. The first Marlins game I went to, you know, is in a football stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking.
How many Marlins Hall of Famers do we have?
Pudge. But I was looking for the banners, and they were like painted on a corner wall in left field.
Yeah.
And I was like,
an
really?
Old pro player.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, pro players.
Hutch Rodriguez is one. The Marlins can claim him.
So Jim Leland has been inducted.
He won a World Series there.
Yes. And so
there are seven.
Trevor Hoffman played for the Marlins. I don't remember that.
Now that's kind of he did. That's kind of a reach to claim him as a Marlin.
Trevor Hoffman played 1 year for the Marlins in 1993.
I'm gonna guess,
and then went on to have a Hall of Fame career after that.
Dontrell's probably not in there.
Dontrell did not make the Hall of Fame.
What about Miggy? Even though he's a Tiger.
There's only seven.
Associate with the Tigers.
It's amazing. There's only seven people who have ever worn a Marlins jersey who are in the Hall of Fame, and none of them outside of Pudge, probably, even him, are known as. I mean,
no one's wearing a Marlins hat.
Pudge only had 1 year in for the Marlins, which seems odd to me.
And that was their.
That was
03. Yeah, that was 03 when
that was when they beat the Cubs.
Well, so they made a big push. They wanted Andre Dawson to wear a Marlins hat in the Hall of Fame.
So Andre Dawson spent his final 2 years of his career as a Marlin at age 40 and 41. Mike Piazza was a Marlin for five games.
How long was Conine there?
Jeff Conine was there for a long time.
Right? Yeah.
Jeff Conine, Miguel Cabrera, those would be like your top Marlins. Like if I went to the Marlins page, who do you think is their all-time leader in WAR?
Josh Beckett.
Oh yeah, there's a good one.
Oh yeah.
All right, here we go. All-time top 24 players: Giancarlo Stanton,
sure.
Hanley Ramirez.
Ooh.
Josh Johnson, Luis Castillo. Dontrell Willis, Sandy Alcantara, Miguel Cabrera, Christian Yelich, Cliff Floyd, Dan Uggla, Kevin Brown, Jose Fernandez, Mike Lowell, JT Realmuto. All these guys mostly known for
Mike
them being
the
traded
team.
To other teams. Yeah. Marcelo Zuna, Jeff Conine, Gary Sheffield,
there's Jeff Conine,
Anibal Sanchez, AJ Burnett, Miguel Rojas, Charles Johnson, Josh Beckett, Ricky Nolasco, and Derek Lee.
They have not recovered from Jose Fernandez.
Yeah.
He was local guy, was going to be, he was on that.
I know. I loved him. I loved Jose Fernandez.
So more affiliations with the Marlins in Cooperstown or the Colorado Rockies, who both came in at the same time. Or no. Yeah.
They come in at the same time? Yes. It was right around then anyway. So wait, what was the question again?
So you said seven affiliations of the Marlins in Cooperstown?
Yes.
How many with the Rockies?
Good question. Let's go there.
Andres Galarraga.
I mean,
Helton is the
shining example here. That would be three. Jim Leland's on both lists. Todd Helton and Larry Walker. Those are the two. I wonder who's in the Rock. So, Rockies, like, can you name... Like, who would be the third all-time WAR guy in Colorado Rockies history behind
Dante Bichette,
Todd Helton, and Larry Walker?
Dante Bichette, Andres Galarraga, or Vinny Castillo?
Matt Holliday.
The answer is unsurprisingly Nolan Arenado. And then Troy Tulowitzki.
Tulo!
And then Trevor Story, Cargo, Charlie Blackman, Matt Holliday, Ubaldo Jimenez, German Marquez, Vinny Casilla, Aaron Cook, nice. Kyle Freeland, who messed up his shoulder trying to run last night. DJ LeMahieu, Andre Scalaraga, Ulysses Chacin, Jorge De La Rosa, Ryan McMahon. Look at this. This is guy's name of dudes like 10.0. Jason Jennings, Ellis Burks, Steve Reed, Tyler Chatwood, John Gray, Jeff Francis. God, those are the top 24 all time
franchise
war.
Take. I mean, Rocktober.
Rocktober was a long time
I was
ago.
There. I was at Rocktober, game three. That was the only World Series I've ever been to.
Great wild card game. Cool. Wasn't that the controversy, the play that played against the Padres?
Yep.
Matt Holliday was like.
Holliday was the man.
This was 07, right?
Yeah.
All that
now
to
it
just
is
get
sad.
Beat up by the Red Sox.
Now it is sad to go to a game there because it is a beautiful stadium and the majority of the people are up in right field in the party deck.
Yeah. I mean, that's where I would
be. It's cheap and it's great beer out there.
Yeah. I remember I went to a game a couple summers ago and we were sitting outside for a while and lady was like, hey, go in. Here's the idea. Go in early and you get like dollar beers before the game starts on the deck up there. I'm like, okay. That sounds like an awesome idea.
Oh, we went.
And then I wanted to take a nap during the game.
Yeah. They
for
do it,
various different
they do it
reasons.
Right out there in the party deck. They had a beer tasting before a game, too.
Oh, you get the view of the mountains.
It was awesome.
It's beautiful.
By the way, Bracketology's out. They got Nebraska in as a 7 seed.
So that game, that
as a what seed?
7 seed for the upcoming basketball season. That's
oh, I thought you were talking about
baseball.
Baseball.
Oh, no,
thank
no.
God.
Not baseball.
A 7 seed in the regional? How'd they do that?
Creighton's a 4, Nebraska's a 7. Here we go.
Is that Lenardi?
Yeah, it's Lenardi.
What's it's April 16th.
Creighton's a 4.
Creighton's a 4. Okay.
Yeah. Nebraska's a 7. All Michigan right. State's a 5.
Where are we making our hotel plans for next year?
Wichita.
Wichita. Nice.
Where Kansas is the number 1 seed.
Which seed will change the most between now and.
Ooh.
Because now, let's say two guys come back for Creighton, they're going to be higher than a 4 seed.
Yep.
Definitely. But if they don't, they'll be much lower.
Probably 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, they'll probably be
top 25 ish.
Right around
type
where
of
Nebraska
team.
Currently is.
This is amazing.
This is a great question, actually. So what? Okay,
I love
right
that
right now, April 16th. What is the percentage chance that Nebraska basketball makes a tournament next year? Is it above 50 or below 50?
They still have 5 scholarships to fill, and you don't know what Mass is going to do.
Yeah, I'm trending below
right now. Below.
Yeah.
Like 40?
Yeah. Yeah. 40? I wouldn't say like 20.
You got a 40%
chance.
Yeah.
I think, they're more 60-40 to not make it.
Now, the Big East is going to be better next year. It'll be a little bit deeper.
Oh, really? Better than it was this year when it was the second best league in the country? Interesting.
Why you just slip that in there? How many bids do they have?
They had 3, unfortunately.
They did have the national champion.
They did get all the way to the NIT final.
The Big East will be, I mean, DePaul will at least have a pulse. Georgetown has to be better.
Not necessarily.
But they can't be as bad as they were terrible this year.
Yeah.
Like there's 2 terrible teams that at least like DePaul.
Wait, so you think DePaul's gonna be better?
DePaul will have to win like 2 Big East games.
Well.
They went 0-20.
They did.
What Georgetown win? 1 or 2? No,
they won the 2 against
they,
DePaul. Two. Yeah. Josh got that one.
I got that. Nailed it.
Knocked
on the board.
Off. Yeah. It's a good year.
Like I don't know if
I know ball.
I don't know that I could on April 16th with rosters in flux. Do a bracketology.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I mean, Creighton, book your tickets to Milwaukee.
Nobody knows who's on anybody's roster.
I know.
Nobody knows who's on anybody's roster.
Nebraska fans are going to Denver.
None of this has even happened. Oh, Nebraska fans in Denver? Watch out.
Sign up for that.
Now, that could be big time.
That would be huge.
They would play Baylor in the second round, theoretically.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, not Baylor.
Nobody can get away from Baylor.
Everybody has to play Baylor every year.
It's always Baylor. Baylor is a 2 seed.
You have to play Baylor in
Creighton
an NCAA
would play
tournament.
Tennessee in the second round.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Ooh, without Dalton Connect?
Yeah, but Dalton Connect's gone, yeah.
And they lost, what's the big guy? Not Addo. Yeah.
The big guy on Tennessee?
Yes.
He's
year? In the portal.
Oh. Yeah, what was that guy's name? Hold on. Jonas Adu.
Adu?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have no idea because guys like
is Zakai Ziegler done yet? No, he's still got another one. If he
but
wants.
Guys are in the portal transfer. And you have no idea. Like
Zakai Ziegler turned into Steph Curry for some reason in the Sweet 16.
I don't think you can determine anything until June 1 because then the NBA draft is closed, mm-hmm. and so guys that have to pull their name out.
Yeah, nobody knows what your roster is going to look like until at least that
time. I looked at it immediately because I want to see reputation because that's where you're in.
That's what it is.
You're
it's the reputation bracket.
Yep.
the reputation bracket.
Yep.
Big East has 6 in.
Hey, that means what is the Big Ten total count?
9.
14.
Oh, we're back.
9 out of 18. That's not very good.
Actually, that you're right.
Well,
that's,
I mean,
true.
They're gonna
getting half the league in.
They're gonna be cannibalism.
Yep, that league eats each other alive.
And you know, you also have to factor in there's gonna be extended travel.
Well, Frankie Fiddler is gonna have something to say. Wherever Frankie Fiddler ends up, the bracket will move after that.
Okay.
Will he be at Michigan State? Will he be at Wisconsin? Will he be at Nebraska? Will he be at Creighton? I assume all of those teams are in the projected field for next year.
What if he just goes to the NBA?
What if he goes to Omaha?
Well, then they would be the favorite in the summer league.
That's right. Put them in. Put them in. We don't have a lot to pay attention to.
All right. Enjoy some. I see we have morning baseball.
It's always the Detroit Tigers. It's not morning baseball. I think it starts at 1. But we watch the Tigers every day. I have watched the Tigers so much more than I've watched the Royals this year. It's sad.
I watch the Braves a lot.
I watched the Royals in full for the first time last night, and I can confirm that the White Sox suck. Woo, they are horrible.
And they play in a stadium where you don't want to go to.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Why would anybody want to go there? They should just leave. All their players are hurt. They were going to be bad anyway. That's what happens when you try to recreate, like, the 2018 Royals. It's like, let's get Martin Maldonado. That'll be fun. He'll hit 0-48 for us, but he's a really good defensive catcher. Sounds good. Okay.
Right. Have a good show, boys.
We will. That's the crossover powered by EverLevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at EverLevelConcrete.com. It's Tuesday. We'll start things off next.
That's the crossover. The Connor Happer Show is next on 1620 The Zone.